Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 495 for Thursday, July 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Thursday morning, seeing more of the speculative short covering that's helped prices bounce off major support the previous two sessions. Canola is up $1 to $3, the November contract up $1.90 at $455.80 per ton. Talk of some fresh export demand contributed to the gains, as crush margins remain at some of their widest levels of the past year. However, losses in Chicago soy oil did put some pressure on canola, tempering the gains. The relatively favorable North American crop conditions and expectations for large crops overall limited the advances as well. The Canadian dollar is slightly firmer in early activity. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are mixed. Soybeans up now, but corn and wheat still lower. Soybeans, they're up 3 to 8 cents. The November contract up 4 at $9.90 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were a net negative for old crop, with more cancellations than new business, and at the low end of expectations for new crop, marking the lowest combined sales of the past 10 weeks. Soy oil sales were also disappointing, putting some pressure on the bean complex overall. But on the other side, shifting weather forecasts that are now calling for hot and dry conditions across the Midwest in early August were supportive. For corn, prices are down 1 to 4 cents, the September contract down 3 at $3.32 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales were solid at about 900,000 tons, old and new crop combined. The hot and dry weather forecasts for the Midwest were also a bit supportive for corn, but the crop remains in good shape overall for now. Wheat, it's down 3 to 4 cents. The September contract in Chicago down 3 at $4.11 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure and improving crop ideas out of parts of Europe were behind some of the selling pressure. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just over 500,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.